Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. After more than a year of contentious debate, legal wrangling, and a federal civil rights investigation, the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester is dropping its plans for a cemetery in the central Mass town of Dudley. The Society announced its decision last night, saying it's now in talks with the city of Worcester for a cemetery. Joining us now is Jay Tellerman, an attorney for the Islamic Society. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
What prompted the decision to back out of Dudley?
Well, it's been in the works for a little while. The Islamic Society, as you noted, has been in discussions with Worcester, as well as other communities who have expressed an interest to host their cemetery. At the same time, they felt it was important to see the matters in Dudley through to fruition.
Why go through the process in Dudley if the Islamic Society was thinking or actively engaged in trying to get out?
Well, we weren't engaged in trying to get out. We were engaged in trying to establish a cemetery that would be the most cost-effective and the most convenient and the most welcoming to them. But the importance of seeing Dudley through was because of the constitutional rights at stake. There was important rights at stake, not just for the Islamic Society and not just for Muslims, but for others who are seeking to express their religious views.
As I understand it, you also said there was a cost factor involved that drove at least some of the decision-making, that the Dudley plan became too expensive. Was it the environmental concerns in terms of making the cemetery fit environmentally on the farmland, or was it the legal cost over this long fight?
No, not the legal costs. As you know, the ACLU was engaged early on, and a substantial amount of my services were through the ACLU, along with my co-counsel retained through the ACLU process. So that really wasn't a significant factor. There was a cost to purchase the land, which we don't have in Worcester. And like any cemetery, you have to, it's not so much environmental, it's just preparing the ground for receiving caskets or burial vaults. And you have to import some soil and move some soil around and build a roadway and do some landscaping and some loaming and seeding. And those costs add up. In Worcester, it's a turnkey operation where they're really just paying for plots.
Because the Worcester plan calls for burial space at a municipal cemetery, the Hope Cemetery in Worcester. Let me come back to Dudley, if I might, for a moment. Officials in Dudley say they were caught off guard by the decision. Did you let them know you were considering pulling out?
We let them know yesterday when we let everyone else know.
Dudley Selectman Paul Joseph says that he's shocked and also pleasantly surprised by the decision. He complained during the debate over the Dudley Cemetery plan that the town was broadly painted as anti-Muslim and that you slandered the town. What's your response to that?
Well, there's a lot of great people in Dudley, and we met a lot of great people in Dudley throughout the process who were incredibly supportive. Unfortunately, there were a few loud voices who were not so welcoming, some of whom expressed their opinion in more veiled manner and some who expressed them in more direct manner. I'll let Mr. Joseph's conduct and comments throughout speak for themselves. In our view, as noted in our court papers, his direct comments were concerning and unfortunate and were the focus of significant investigation by the Department of Justice and others. But you know, to the extent that he's willing to bury the hatchet, so to speak, and say nice things, which I've read in the newspaper about us, terrific. I harbor no ill will toward him, and I wish him the best.
So what's your message for officials in the town of Dudley as the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester kind of exits?
My message is to follow the law and to be respectful of all religious institutions. And if you do that, you're going to come naturally to the conclusion every time that they can become interwoven within the fabric of your community and be an asset.
Jay Tellerman, attorney for the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.